From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
As a farmer, you have a lot to think about. There are bills to pay, repairs, and a possible schedule. It's no wonder that sometimes you can forget to do the small, simple things, like being extra careful when approaching a railroad crossing. Trailers, tractors, and other farm equipment are noisy and slow-moving, while an approaching train may be closer and moving faster than you think. Don't take a chance. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, slow down, be prepared to stop, and remember, look, listen, and live. A safety message from Operation Lifesaver.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
New data provided by the most recent agricultural census indicates we are seeing more young and beginning farmers entering the field of agriculture. That's according to Tony Dorn of the National Agricultural Statistics Service, who provides us with an explanation for the term beginning farmer.
By definition, a new beginning farmer is anyone who has farmed for 10 years or less. And based on the 2017 Census of Agriculture, the producers who identified as beginning farmers accounted for 27% of the country's producers, and there were 3.4 million producers of agriculture according to the 2017 Census of Agriculture.
Dorn says, in general, beginning farmers do represent a younger generation.
Those farmers were an average age of 46.3. That's much younger than the average age of all farmers, which is 57.5 years old.
Tony Dorn of the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Erickson. As a farmer, mother, and Grammy, I'm here to tell you that the few moments of companionship when a child asks to ride along on the tractor or even a lawnmower is not worth the eternal loss. Don't take that chance. Practice tough love and help grow our most important crop.
When it comes to a healthy bottom line for your farming operation, nothing helps like healthy soil. Producers who use soil health management systems report lower input costs while maintaining or even improving their yields. Plus, those systems help with drought protection and soil and water conservation. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office today to find out more and unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by the NRCS and this radio station.
Did you know 1 gallon of oil can contaminate up to 1 million gallons of water?
So, recycle used motor oil. Keep it clean, because we're all downstream.
More rural and agricultural news at onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from an anonymous listener who says our mind is kind of like our stomach. It's not how much we put into it that counts, but how much it digests. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.